Let us turn to our Bible. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verses from 24 to 26. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And there was this one general, a warrior in Japan. And with his fellow warriors, he fought numerous battles. He was desperate always, and he risked his own life to fight and gain victory. So he, at every battle, he won. Through that, he lived a life of wanderer. But then now he gained land, and he came to possess things. But then, mysteriously, something began to happen. Those fighters, with a small number, who won numerous battles, but then even the enemies were of small number. Whenever the enemies came, they began to run away from them. So when this general found that out, he commanded, "All the grains and possessions you have gained and your houses, you need to burn them all. And now you need to become the people who have nothing to lose." So since then, they began to win the battles. They began to gain victories. So for this general, he chose his empty heart rather than the possessions, the wealth that he can see with his eyes. So he had eyes to see what was more of greater value than the possessions. So Moses was like that. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. So there is a story of a young man, the wealthy young man. So Jesus told him that you need to sell everything that you possess and give them to those who are poor and follow me. So how is it that Jesus was able to say such a thing so easily? Because he himself lived such a life. The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. In other words, it was about non-possession. His life was a life of non-possession. So in our life, when we think that now I need to gain something, possess something, then that's when the crisis comes. Of course, everybody wants to avoid suffering. Nobody would want to be in a place of suffering. However, when we come to have the heart that I want to settle, then that's when the problems arise. So instead of taking a risk and taking challenges, but rather if we want to settle our life, then that's when the crisis begins. Just like that general, I'm not saying that we need to burn everything that we have, but then what does it mean? Our Lord, when he tells us to abandon everything, to leave everything behind, if we say I cannot do that, I just want to settle, this kind of heart is what we need to overcome. Rather, if we have this mindset, it is okay that everything could be taken away. Without this kind of mindset, then we will live in a fear and anxiety, thinking that worrying, what if my possession will be taken away? We will live in a fear. So there is a verse in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Most of the people in the world, they choose to go through the wide gate. But then the gate that will lead us to life, only a few find it. Those who choose to follow this path, narrow gate, they will find peace and joy and find the crown of life. But there is evil trying to tempt us to go to the wide, broad road. But then many people in this world, they are deceived by this lie, and they live a life of fear and loneliness, and emptiness. But when Jesus said that He is the way and the truth and the life, you know, and when we follow His footsteps, only then will we find true peace in life. And Moses, the fact that he was able to become the leader who led Israelites out of Egypt is because he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but rather he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. More than the suffering and persecution, what is more difficult to overcome is the temptation of living easy life. What was great about Moses? It is that he chose to suffer. The most fearful person in the world is the one who loves to suffer. So nobody can win that kind of person. In the book of John, it says that before the cross, he said he was glorified. You know, he was willing to die. You know, who wouldn't want to avoid this cross? And the fact that the cross became the glory for Jesus is because the cross did not end as a cross. Behind his suffering, he saw this great glory. So our faith, we need to have this mindset of. I just started my faith journey as if you just began your faith. With this mindset, we need to live, not as a leader, but as a follower, just like the child, as if you just began your faith journey. You should live such a life. Let us pray now. Dear loving Lord, with full of grace, the one who refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, just like Moses, not with the heart of wanting to settle, may we have this heart of emptiness and live such a life. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.